A religion law amendment concerns Christians in Russia. Believers partner with a Sudanese church to build a resurrected hope. And religious freedoms are under fire in Canada. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Many Christians are concerned about draft amendments to Russia's religion law. Among the provisions include federal licensing of preachers, registration of missionary activity, and restricting places where people can preach. Vice President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says prayer is needed.
There is a pretty big chance that this amendment, with a few changes, will be approved by the Russian State Duma.
Rakuba says this could force foreign missionaries to change the way they minister in Russia.
They probably should go as tent makers. At the same time, using their ministry experience, education, and talents, helping nationals to spread the gospel.
Russian Ministries is appealing to you to
pray that it will not be got through the Russian Duma or will not be accepted by the public, and pray for foreign missionaries and national workers that God would give wisdom and protect their ministry.
Meanwhile, the Darfur crisis notwithstanding, there's a difficult season coming following civil insecurity in the rest of Sudan. The Evangelical Free Church of America's Kevin Complain says they've been working with their partner in the war zones for over a decade.
There's the double question. One is, will the peace hold? Will we go home and be able to live peacefully? And when we get home, what will we find? Chances are there won't be much of anything there, and we really have to start from scratch.
The bigger issues for the South, says Complain, tend to be development of the infrastructure by the UN, not security. The repatriation process is slow but steady. They're working to raise $3 million to assist in the resettlement of six Sudanese villages.
Since the peace accord was signed a year and a half ago, we are working with them now to begin to repatriate refugees back into southern Sudan to get them settled back into their homeland, as well as to plant churches all across the southern part of Sudan.
Pray for the EFCA as they actively share their love for Christ in this region. You're listening to Mission Network News. 72 Every Community for Christ evangelism teams are planting new churches on a regular basis in India. OMS International's Rich Yoder says their vision is to see these churches grow along the southern coastal region near Chennai.
We do train our ECC church planters and evangelists to do discipleship training. It's a very important part of what we do and what we expect our church planters to do. And so when they establish a local church, they will begin Bible studies and discipling new believers.
Their team is actively involved in helping people return to normalcy after the December 2004 tsunami. However, Yoder shares one prayer need.
The greatest obstacle to the gospel would be the leaders of the faith that don't want to lose their disciples and their temple taxes and sacrifices and so forth, because it does mean some economic assistance for the leaders of these other groups.
Meanwhile, 33-year-old Artur Pulowski will be in a Canadian court tomorrow after praying and preaching on the streets of Calgary. Pulowski is a street evangelist. Through his ministry, many have come to Christ. Last month, he began preaching to festival vendors, tarot card readers. They complained. Police asked him to leave. He did, but returned a few days later, far away from the vendors. They called police anyway, and he was arrested on trespassing and other charges. Please pray. And Operation Blessing recently helped a community begin to rebuild by establishing a brick factory in a western coastal city in Indonesia. The community was devastated by the 2004 tsunami that washed nearly everything away. To date, OBI staffers employ 35 brick makers who churn out about 100,000 bricks a month. Their efforts are used to rebuild homes and businesses destroyed by the tsunami. Their work also gives them an opportunity to practically demonstrate the love of Christ in this region. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better and why a Christian influence through satellite television is so important. You can request your copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.